Lake Ontario's eastern shore could become a national marine sanctuary. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, will hold a series of public meetings this week to consider the designation. Fernando Nero has more.
The public meetings are the first step in a long process. NOAA officials want to designate almost 1,700 square miles of lake waters and bottomlands next to four lakeshore counties as a national marine sanctuary. The area includes more than 20 ships, 40 other vessels, and several aircraft lost in the lake. One of those is the HMS Ontario, a British warship that sank in 1780 during the American Revolutionary War. Ellen Brody is Great Lakes Regional Coordinator for the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries. She says the shipwrecks are extraordinary and well-preserved.
They represent just significant events in our country's history. So NOAA is very excited about having the Lake Ontario shipwrecks as part of our national system.
She says NOAA wants to protect, research, and improve public access to shipwrecks and other maritime heritage resources. The designation does not mean that NOAA would regulate fishing, water quality, or other natural resources of the area. And Brody says small communities can see a boost to their local economies by attracting tourists to the sanctuary.
Within the Great Lakes, if you look at the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary in Lake Huron, that has absolutely been the case, where we have a visitor center that attracts almost 100,000 people a year in a town of 13,000 people.
NOAA officials will hold four separate public meetings this week, beginning today at Sterling in Cayuga County and concluding Thursday in Watertown. They will also hold meetings in Wayne and Oswego counties. People can also submit their comments online before the end of July. For WRVO News, I'm Fernando Narro.